I don't really anticipate it being much of a thing, and it'll be nice to get in there Wednesday and at least get a little session of getting used to it.
You going to shoot for just for kids?
Not as best.
Not tell me what's like.
I might. Yeah, I don't know. We'll get in there. We might have a little fun in there.
Sean was saying it's right down the middle, though. In games, it doesn't come into play that often because, particularly with you guys, you're going either angle more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it hasn't happened in a regular season game. I mean, it's just happened that one time. So, and we're usually punting directionally, so I really don't anticipate it being any sort of issue.
I know you talk about reflecting maybe after this is all done, but last year's Super Bowl time, you were unsigned. You were. Can you even think back to what was in your head a year ago, and now you're going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, being a free agent is tough. I do remember that time very vividly. Days were long, and I was working out in the gym and punting on my own. It was kind of a grind because you're working for nothing, and you don't know if you're working totally for nothing because you might not get another shot. So, but at the same time, I mean, I was working hard through that time, so I knew, well, if I do get a shot, I don't want to regret having not put in the time as a free agent. So, happy I did that.
Does that help you in any way preparing week by week now? Because you didn't know if you had a goal then, but you kept working. Now you know you have a specific goal week in and week out.
Well, I mean, there's always more motivation whenever you're on a team and obviously working week to week because you're playing for the guys in the room and game planning for different teams. So, I never got out of rhythm completely because I did keep working every week when I was a free agent.
Was it hard to do that day after day when you know there's some big playoffs coming up?
Yeah, it's really hard because one, it's hard to work on your own regardless. It's just a better environment to be with teammates and stuff. And then obviously not knowing if you're going to get to play again or get another shot. So, yeah, it's tough. But like I said, I knew I had to do that so that if I did get a call, I would feel prepared.
You've been so good the second half of the season, right? Were you making technique changes early, or is it just a matter of getting into the groove, or is it getting settled in?
Yeah,
it
was more just a matter of getting into the groove. It was more sort of, as far as fundamentals and stuff, it was more just trying to keep working on that and keep believing it and keep persevering. And Sean Slocum helped me a lot with that. And then, having great guys on the punt team has been great. I mean, because that's what it's about, the snapping and protection and then the punting and then the covering. It's definitely not a one-man deal. So, yeah, between the coaching and my teammates and then myself kind of settling into a groove, it's been a recipe for success.
When you first got here, would they make a few big changes? Was there just a few small changes? Or I guess
when I first got here?
Yeah.
I went hard to work on the end-under-end red zone punt because I'd never done that before. So that's made a huge difference, and I've improved steadily at that. I'm just getting more used to it and more experience with it. Coach Slocum, we talked a lot about keeping compact steps doing a lot of work, but not too much work throughout the week. And so I think those things have helped me a lot.
Tim Mason was saying that you guys may get a chance to get into the stadium and kick a few before the whole team arrives, like maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, I think Wednesday's our day, and I don't know how long we get, like 30 minutes or something like that. So it'll be nice to get a little used to the environment.
You got to take aim at the video board?
I was about to say, we might have a little fun in there. I'm not sure yet, but looking forward to getting in there.
Knock on invitation wood, but you don't want to pull anything trying to hit that thing, right?
Yeah, we won't.
That would be one of the worst storylines.
We'll definitely be. I'll definitely be smart about it. I'm not going to go in there and do something stupid. But it'll be good to get in there.